Hey, this is Ron Hawkins. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
Well, you've been under my skin for more than 8 years. It's been 8 years of laughter and 8 years of tears. Black Monday is coming around again, and it feels like a friend that just won't take a hint, 'cause it's hanging me up, and it's hanging around, and I'm feeling far too lost to feel too profound, when the tone of my voice is the loneliest sound. My heroes have all become pathetic clowns, and I'm feeling far too lost to feel too profound. My friend Kate, you laugh like a tidal wave, but Charlie don't surf on your laughter on Black Mondays. And the shadows I feel are the shadows in me, and not even your face or your beautiful smile, or the curve of your breasts or your laughing bright eyes could make me believe I'm a winner tonight, when Monday morning is just out of sight. Yeah, Monday morning is just out of sight. Well, I know a story about a man who couldn't see past his fingertips to reach out and touch it. It's just too much like he needs it. And I know a woman who reached out to me, and all she got were my barbed wire hands. And I won't be too proud if she can't depend on me when Black Monday starts coming around. Sad and beautiful, and the way I am has never been too good for us, 'cause I'm too blind to hear and I'm too deaf to see. But I still have a voice that can call out your name, with a gut full of beer and a head full of pain. I can lie in your arms and be lovers again. Thank God Tuesday morning is just hours away. Thank God Tuesday morning is just hours away. Yeah. Do you know I won't let you down, rest your hair when I come around, come around. Do you know you can count on me, laugh out loud. I see what you see, what you see. But do you know I won't let you down. Rest your head when I come around, come around. But do you know you can count on me, laugh out loud. I see what you see, what you see. Da 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 da.
Welcome, friends, to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff here, coming to you from the Sunset Saloon basement, pre-recorded once again. Hanging out and playing you some good tunes. And I've got a new filter for my mic. Does it sound any better? I bought this goofy thing that's going to make it sound like a real professional show this week. So you're welcome. Because really all I do is sit around and miss live music and buy useless crap on the internet. But hey, all I need is for you to love the show, and then it'll all be worthwhile. Well, I guess love is a strong, maybe just tolerate would be good enough, I guess, for this here particular program. We kicked it off with the lowest of the low there from Hallucigenia for two reasons. Number one, coming up on Saturday night, they're doing a live stream from the Horseshoe Tavern. Now, I watched one of these a little while ago with the Sadies, and it was pretty stellar. Well, the audio sounded amazing. The video looked like crap, but who watches it for the video, right? It was cool, and it sounded amazing. And maybe they've got the kinks ironed out of that for the next show coming up on Saturday night with the lowest of the low. And I think I better watch that one and tell you how it goes. The other reason is we kicked it off there with Black Monday, and it is Black Friday this week, but of course that's canceled. Everything is canceled. You can't go anywhere. Don't go shopping. Don't be an idiot. Just stay at home, because Manitoba is really not a good place to be right now, which is shameful. So stay home. Help us to lick this thing and get back to life in some form or fashion real soon. Okay, last week we played you a couple of things from Casey and Elliot Brood. And once again, Casey and Elliot Brood have some more cool new stuff that we're going to play for you this week, including in just a couple of minutes, the official anthem of 2020. Thank goodness Casey came along and wrote the official anthem of 2020. Now, this being 2020, the official anthem, of course, has to have a lot of curse words in it. So, because really, can you use any nice words about 2020? Probably not. So it's got some curse words in it, but I think you'll see that they're absolutely warranted. I'll give you a warning, though, and I'll ease you into it with another song that, well, it's got some curse words in it too, but it's nowhere near as cursey as the one after. So, you know, if you've never heard bad words before and you don't want to start today, you can tune out for the next 4 minutes or so. But for those of you who can handle it, you're going to love this thing. But first, here's a song that'll kind of tell you another reason why you shouldn't go out shopping this week. Here's a guy named Rusty Cage.
Black Friday. Time to go to the mall.
Black Friday.
I'm gonna purchase it all.
Black Friday.
It's that time of year.
Black Friday
is the day retail employees fear.
Black Friday.
I'm gonna buy a TV.
Black Friday.
I think instead I'll buy three.
Black Friday.
Everything is for sale, but if you shop on Black Friday, then you better beware of
violence
lining up outside of the store.
Mob riots.
Everybody crams through the door.
Fist fighting.
Blood is gonna cover the floors, and people kill each other for a PS4.
Discounts.
Buy a microwave for half of the price.
Save money
if you're willing to risk your life.
Kill people.
The murder rate is going to surge.
Black Friday
is the real life version of the purge.
Black Friday.
Now that Thanksgiving has passed.
Black Friday.
I'm gonna buy some shit and kick ass.
Black Friday.
Christmas is soon to arrive. Bring a gun with you shopping if you wanna survive. Hey there, Black Friday shoppers, are you ready for some excellent deals? Well then I hope you're prepared to maim, murder, and steal. And if some old grandma is trying to take the last stereo system left, well don't you hesitate to choke that bitch to death.
Black Friday.
Time to go to the mall.
Black Friday.
I'm gonna purchase it all.
Black Friday.
Everything is for sale, but if you shop on Black Friday, then you better beware. Put on a fucking mask, stupid. Do we really need to ask you? It's just a little piece of fabric, you fucking elastic, nothing to it. Put it on, not 'cause someone said that you had to, but because you give a fuck about other people around you. Some are vulnerable, and one day you, maybe two, and you'll hope that other people will give a flying fuck about you. Arrogant pricks, ignorant anti-vaxxers, denying fucking facts of people dying 'cause of the way you're acting. As a matter of fact, you need a smack in the mouth where that mouth should be at. This is not a Democrat conspiracy or an attack on your fucking civil liberties. It's just an easy way to slow down an infectious disease. And could you keep fucking 6 feet away from me, please? I'll make it 10 and I'll say it again. Could you please put a fucking mask on my friend? 'Cause you might not care if your parents die, but I sure as hell do give a fuck about mine. It's just a fact. You need a slap in the mouth with that mask should be at. Said that you had to, but because you give a fuck about other people around you, some are vulnerable, and one day you, maybe two, and you'll hope that other people will give a flying fuck about you. Arrogant pricks, ignorant anti-vaxxers, denying fucking facts of people dying 'cause of the way you're acting. As a matter of fact, you need a smack in the mouth where that mouth should be at.
Now come on, it ain't that goddamn hard, is it? Christ, you gotta put a fucking shirt and shoes on when you go into the corner store, don't you? Just put on the fucking mask, stupid.
A little bit of than before. I used to do a little, but a little, wanna do it so. I do believe that I've had enough, but I don't wanna go home. I'm out of time and I'm out of luck, and I don't wanna go home, and I can't go home. This is gone in the blink of an eye, and I can't go home. Stay a little while. What's the end of the road? It's the end of the old road. It's the end of the line, and it's time that I let it go. And the seasons change, everything gets rearranged, but tonight I'm stuck in a yesterday. Kids and a beautiful wife, but I don't wanna go home. I'm proud and thankful and terrified, but I don't wanna go home, and I can't go home. This is gone in the blink of an eye, and I can't go home. Oh, be left wondering why. Stay out a little while. Oh, it's the end of the road. It's the end of the old road. It's the end of the line, and it's time that I let it go. And the seasons change, everything gets rearranged, but tonight I'm stuck in a yesterday. This is gone in the blink of an eye, and I can't go home. Oh, be left wondering why, and I can't go home. This is gone in the blink of an eye, and I can't go home. Oh, be left wondering why, and I can't go home. I wanna stay out a little while. No, I can't go home. Can I stay?
There's Elliott Brood with a new acoustic version of their song Stay Out, which is on their latest record, Keeper. And, you know, I kind of like that one a little bit more than the record version. That's pretty lovely stuff there. And that, of course, features Casey Laforet, who we heard before that, doing just what 2020 needed, a cover of Mr. Brownstone by Guns N' Roses. He called that the Wild Turkey version. I'm guessing some Wild Turkey was involved in the creation of that cover. You can get that on the Bandcamp, along with his new anthemic hit, Put on a Frickin' Mask, Stupid. I think that is pretty much the best song of the year. I'm marking it down. That's the hit of the year. Everybody should be singing that. I mean, most people are pretty good about wearing the frickin' mask. I don't really see too many idiots not wearing a frickin' mask. It's all the other nonsense, except if you go to Steinbach, of course. It's worth the trip to Steinbach if you want some coronavirus. You just head on down to Steinbach. It's not just the automobile city anymore. We heard Rusty Cage in there as well with the Black Friday song from his album, Really Stupid Bad Songs That I Made. It was kind of stupid, but I didn't think it was a bad song, so... Thanks to Rusty Cage for that. Now, speaking of Elliott Brood, they actually have this new thing that's kicking out on the 2nd of December. It's called the Acronym Music Club. Here, let me let them tell you about it.
Acronym, oh, acronym, that's A-C-R-O-N-Y-M. We started a little music club and we called it Acronym. We can't go on tour again until this damn pandemic ends. Until then, friends, would you come on in?
Analytical criticism regarding objectively narrowing your music.
Yeah, sure. So they have a new music club. If you go to their YouTube page, they have a playlist of songs that they want you to listen to, and then they're gonna jump on the YouTube and they're gonna talk about them coming up on December 2nd. So that's definitely something to look forward to there. The Acronym Music Club from Elliot Brood. Pretty good stuff. Now we just happen to have a bunch more cool covers, including a couple by request for Burke. You know, who doesn't want to just stay under the covers for a while? So we got a few more for you. This one is the, this is a heartbreaker that this even has to exist. But coming up, there's going to be an album where Steve Earle and the Dukes play all songs by Justin Townes Earle, who tragically passed away a little while ago. And I'm sure it's going to be a powerful thing. And the first single is out now. And well, here it is from the album JT. This is Steve Earle and the Dukes.
Like the hippies out in this is Lissy, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home at 101.5 UMFM.
We clawed, we chained our hearts in vain, we jumped, never asking why. We kissed, I fell under your spell of love, no one could deny. Don't you ever say I just walked away, I will always want you. I can't live a lie, running for my life, I will always want you. I came in like a wrecking ball, I never hit so hard.
Bye. Hi, this is Mike Mills from REM, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
Said enough.
Dan Mangan there with a low beat, low key version of Losing My Religion by REM. Why not? He's got a new covers EP called Thief out, and that's my favorite. And that gets me thinking, there's this Netflix show, like some song explorer or song doctor or song something. And there's an amazing episode on Losing My Religion. And then every other episode is about a song I know nothing about and care nothing about. But that particular episode is great, so you should track that down on Netflix. Before that, something by request for Burke, Molly Tuttle in there with a version of She's a Rainbow by Jagger and Richards, the old Rolling Stones dudes there. Before that, just found this cool album from Molly Pardon. I've been down the Molly Pardon wormhole lately. Molly Pardon and Hollow Hum, they have an album called Why Worry, a collection of covers. And we heard them doing Found Out About You, and I bet you were singing it. You knew all the words. You just couldn't remember why. Look in the discount bin, the bargain bin at Grant Park. There's probably like four copies of that record in there. The Gin Blossoms. Remember the Gin Blossoms? I know Shelley remembers the Gin Blossoms, but do you? We heard Lissy in there with a cover of Wrecking Ball by Miley Cyrus. Why not? Why not? You want to tell me why not? Because I don't know why not. Thank You to the Flowers, new covers EP from Lissy. We heard a Doors cover before that, and I frickin' hate the Doors. So if I can play a Doors cover, I can play anything, right? By request for Burke, Lauren Ruth Ward from a Doors cover tribute record called Happy Birthday Jim, for goodness sake. Before that, we heard something. There's an all-star album coming out, tribute album to Merle Haggard called Sing Me Back Home, the music of Merle Haggard. We heard Okie from Muskogee featuring, among others, John Anderson, Toby Keith, Buddy Miller, and Tanya Tucker. And yes, we played Toby Keith on Tell the Band to Go Home. I feel a little bit dirty, but I like it. And off the top, Steve Earle and the Dukes with a version of Harlem Rhythm River Blues by Justin Townes Earle from the upcoming album JT. Got time for a couple more things. While we're in the low-key mode, there's a beautiful new collection coming out from Matthew Ryan. He just put out a collection with Strays Don't Sleep. And here comes another one. And check this beauty out.
The band packed up. alone. The stars are dead. The night has blurred. One buffalo said, "Have you heard? We're beautiful, but we're so blind. We think we're brave. We fall in line." I stood outside, you by my side. We watched the snow. You said, "Let's try." It makes no sense. It's such a gift, but we let go. And just like this, and just like this, you understand, it's up to us. There is no plan. And just like this, you understand, it's up to us. Woman and man. But I recall when we would smile. We stayed like that for quite a while.
What if I'm lonely? What if I can't control it? What if I beg over the phone? Late in the evening, when you're out doing something, and I get the timing all wrong. You're on a sidewalk, trying to be understanding, nodding your head, pacing the ground. You're out of
from the East Coast there, PEI, I think, maybe? Jenna Berry there from her album Holiday. That's Rocket. Gorgeous, gorgeous stuff. I had to listen to that one again. I've been going through my best of the year stuff. I think I might actually do a best of the year show next week, maybe, to try and encourage you to buy some of this great music for Christmas instead of waiting until the end of the year. Because we gotta help each other out, do our shopping, right? And buying from independent musicians is a stellar idea, so... There you go, Jenna Berry, Rocket. That's a great record, and the album's called Holiday. We heard something there from Matthew Ryan being released only digitally on the Bandcamp, as far as I know. Life is Beautiful. We heard Untitled Verses for Distances. We got to take a quick break and pay a couple bills. We'll come back with maybe some more covers and other fun stuff. Stick around. Tell the band to go home. We'll return.